Learning Masechtas Yitzubis, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're starting six lines from the top. We just learned that if Shemeres Yavam dies, that means her first husband died, and she's waiting to do Yibum with the second husband. And then she dies. Who is Mechuyiv in the Kvura? So the Gemara came out, the Yarshei HaKsuba are Mechuyiv in the Kvura, which means the Yavam was waiting to Yibum, he's Chayiv, he never married her, but he's Chayiv in her Kvura. Why? Because he's the one be getting the Ksuba. So Rav had a problem with that. I'm a Rav. Valeima, let him say, you're right, I am Yairish to Ksuba, which means the $200 lien that was on the brother's estate, you're right, now goes to, I get my brother's estate, so I get the $200 that was Mechuyiv to the Isha. You're right. But that's not my wife. Why have to bury her? I'm a Rav. Leima, Achani Yairish. I am Taka Yairish, my brother, but Ishta ain't in Kaiva. I'm not being Kaiva, his wife. That's his wife. Why am I shoulder to his wife? Why am I responsible for his wife? I'll tell you why. You tell him a manav shach. You come on to him with two sides. Tell him a manav shach. If you're being yerush your brother, that means you're standing instead of your brother. So instead of your brother, you are the new husband here. So bury his wife. Im ain't a kaver ishtoy. So you're saying, oh, I'm someone else. I'm a different person. Then you think suba. The halacha is if someone's of Isha's husband dies and she's ready now to get remarried to someone else, she gets her suba from the first husband. Terry says, why don't you get a suba? Because we look at the yavam is a replacement of the first husband, but here. We tell him, if you're a replacement, and then you got to do the kvura. Terry says, you're not a replacement, so then she gets a ksuba. So we have to give her 200, she's dead now, but give her the $200, 200 zoos, and we use that for the kvura. She doesn't have children, obviously, yes.
She's dead.
No, she's dead, but the yarsh, he's ekonami. But
who's
the yarsh? No one's the yarsh. Use it for burial cost. What?
Who's forcing him to pay for her?
Because the brother was responsible. The brother's estate. The brother's estate is responsible to her ksuba. That's the halacha. So now her ksuba, he's getting her ksuba, so he's chayiv in the kvura. Terry says, you're saying you're not chayiv in the kvura of the isha, so then don't take the ksuba. Use the ksuba for that. Amalei. So Rabbi says, hachi kamina. This is what I'm saying. Ach ani yerish. I am yerish, my brother. Like Moshe say, I'm yerish, my brother. Nothing to do with the isha. I'm yerish, my brother. His whole estate. I'm yerish it. It's ishtay, and it's not the ishtay. Ah, you're tining. Okay, so let her get the ksuba. V'imashim ksuba, lo'initna ksuba ligvois mechayim. There's no such thing as collecting a ksuba mechayim. There's no way she gets a ksuba mechayim. Now she's dead, she obviously doesn't get a ksuba either. So there's no way she gets a ksuba when mechayim. When she's alive. She has no right on the ksuba. She had no bailus on the ksuba. That's the way it is. Because the Havmina was like this. The Havmina was that somehow there's a chiyav ksuba to her, even though she's waiting for a yavam, it's a chiyav ksuba to her, and it either transfers to the yavam, which is the case that does yibum, and we're telling him a marav shach, if you do yibum, good. If you're not doing yibum, so then that means you're like an acher, you're like someone else. If you're like someone else, then the ksuba should go to the isha. The terrace that is, that there's no ksuba to a isha right now. There's no ksuba, she only collects it either b'shas when her husband dies or when her husband divorces her. There's no other time you have a collection of a ksuba. There's no ksuba mechayim. It's not b'shas that the ksuba is owed for you all the years that you're alive. And he's alive, you're still married, there's no chiyav ksuba at that time. The chiyav ksuba only happens when a husband dies, or when a grusha. Here, when a husband dies, there was no chiyav ksuba because there was another yavam waiting. So here, there's no chiyav ksuba at any time. I can ask me, so every time, why does a husband do kvura? Why does a husband ever do kvura? The answer to that is that the husband does kvura because the husband is tachas nadunya. It's instead of the nadunya. It says the Adunya is that she brings in Nichsei Tzer and Barzal and different Nechasim. So that's where the Ksuba is connected to that. But here, the Yavam is not getting in Nichsei Tzer and Barzal, not getting anything, not receiving anything from her. And since it's not receiving anything from her, therefore, there's no Chiv the Kaiver. And that also leads into the other point, the Ksuba Ligvus Mechayim. If there was a Chiv Ksuba Mechayim, so then it would look like that the Yavam is receiving money from the Isha. It was supposed to go to the Isha, now it went to him. If that was the case, it would be Chayiv Kvura also. But Leninu Ligvus Mechayim. Therefore, the Yavam is not receiving anything from the Isha, not the Dunya, not Ksuba, and therefore the timing, he's not Chayiv in the Kvura. So now, Zok to Gemara, Man Shamet Lei, the Islay Medush Ksuba. Who is the man the Yom holds that we dash a Medush Ksuba? Now, what does Medush Ksuba mean? In the Ksuba, it says The ksuba, it says that when you marry someone else, you will get the ksuba. That's what it says. The snosel acher, you'll get the ksuba. That's what it says over here in the ksuba. So who darshes the medrash ksuba? So the Gemara Beis Shammai. Like this question, like this. Why are we saying We're saying that because we're dashing the Medrash Ksuba. In the Medrash Ksuba, it says, when you marry someone else, you will get the Ksuba. That's what it says in the Medrash Ksuba. Now, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in Masechtas Yevamos, if you have an eight echad that comes and says your husband died, you'll get remarried. Does she get a ksuba from the first husband now? First husband state or not? On one hand, you say, two eidim need for mammon. On the other hand, you're saying, what do you mean? If you're leaving her to get married, so you can't leave a mammon? So it's a machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you darsh the medrash ksuba. Ksuba says that when you marry someone else, you get the ksuba. Here, she's marrying someone else, you get the ksuba. Only if she's able to marry someone else, she gets a ksuba. So here, she's able to marry someone else, she gets a ksuba. Mashiach Beis Hillel says, no, you need to aid them. So Beis Shammai darshins the medrash ksuba. So if you're Rabbi Beis Shammai, he holds, only when you're able, that's the only way you get the ksuba. So man shamale the isling medrash ksuba Beis Shammai. And on the other hand, you find Beis Shammai holds that a shtaro imen ligvais is a gavri domi, the Tanan. What we're going to ask is like this, that even though you're right, the nitin ksuba ligvais achayim is going according to Beis Shammai, but then if you Beis Shammai, you have a different reason why it's considered she has the ksuba ready, because shtaro imen ligvais ka gavri domi makes her the muchzik, and now it's ki'ilu, the yavam got it from her and not from the husband. Where do we see this in the Oymer Ligvus Gavri Domi? The time we to the Mishnah. Meisu Ba'alehem Achlo Yishas. We're talking about a Soita. A Soita means that Isha that was not faithful, we're not sure what she did wrong, but she definitely secluded herself with someone. The halacha is that if she wants to stay married and not go out without a ksuba, with a get without a ksuba, the halacha is she has to go drink the Meis Soita. What happened was, is they were on the way to Yishlayim and had an accident and the husband died. Does she get a ksuba or not? Meisu ba'aleim ashlo yishasu. Regular case, no to what Agamar, a soita, the husband died before she had a chance to drink. She drinks the ksuba, she gets the ksuba, she doesn't drink. She gets the ksuba, even though it was a suffix if she was a mazana or not, but you didn't have a chance to mvara, so she gets the ksuba. Either she drinks and mvara, or she doesn't get a ksuba. She can't drink. The husband's not alive anymore. He's not here anymore. Since she is not able to take the Meis Soita, she does not get the ksuba. That's the halacha. She doesn't get ksuba. So what's pshat Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai omer the ksuba leishoyses. What's pshat? It's a suffix. And suffix, you should go bust the muxik, the suffix. Suffix is annoy. It's a suffix if she's mezana. Suffix she wasn't mezana. Why is she getting a ksuba? Because it's suffix and moitzi vaday. The suffix comes and moitzi vaday from the Yerusha Abal, who are vaday b'Yerusha. So what's going on here? Ain't suffix vaday. Because Beis Shammai, you know who the muxik over here is? The Isha. Isha is called muxik on a ksuba. Shtaro im ligbez kagavu dami. So, Hakaponim, what we're saying is right now is that it's Oymer Ligvais Gavadami, and therefore, it's if you Beis Shammai, what would come out is that the Yavam got the Ksuba from the Isha, and therefore he's Chayav and Kfur. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So you can't say that Pshat is Loinit Ligvais Ksuba Ligvais Chayim, that's Pshat in the Gemara. You can't say that's the Pshat. Al Kaponim, that's where we're holding in the Chesed right now. I just want to speak at one point that we said, who Darshes Medrash Ksuba? Beis Shammai. The problem is, if the Oymer remembers well the Yevamos, it says, Chazar Beis Hillel to go like Beis Shammai. And then the halacha is, when she marries someone else, she gets the ksuba. So why Dafka Beis Shammai? Even Beis Hillel holds like that. Zok Tosis and Daf Nun Gimel, Tosis references look Daf Nun Gimel, that there's another reason that, and the Mishnah has two reasons why Beis Shammai said to get the ksuba. Now one is because if you believe her for Chiyav Arayis, so you don't believe her for money, that's one reason. The other reason was the Medrash Ksuba. So Beis Hillel was Chayiz because of the first reason, that if you're believing her to get remarried, you definitely believe her for the moment. That's the reason why we're saying that the Medrash Ksuba is Daf Beis Shammai. Even though Beis Hillel agreed to that halacha, Lamaisi was Choyzer, but for a different reason, because of the Kavachayimer, but the Medrash Ksuba is only Beis Shammai. So right now we're holding here, Rav had a Taina, the Lechayra, Rav said, you're not Chayim in Kfura, why? Because I'm in Yerush the brother. So I'm Yerush the brother. And you don't get a Ksuba Mechayim. So he said to him, no, if you hold like, you don't collect Ksuba Mechayim, then you also hold Oymid, you have to hold Beis Shammai, that Shtara Oymid Ligbos Kagavu Dami, and therefore the Isha stole the Muchzik, and he is Chayim in Kfura. So now the Gemara is a Kasha back on the Ikar Halacha. We just said that you bury, you chayiv to bury him because you come on to him at Tutz Dadim. You tell him Marashach. If you want to be Mokim, the brother to be Irish, so then you have to be Kaiver. And if not, then give her the Ksuba. So the Mara the Kasha on that is the Rashi learns the Kasha back on that Ikar Halacha. Vav Inon, why would you give her the Ksuba when she's dead? Vav Inon, when you go marry someone else, you're going to take your Ksuba. And here, you can't be, that never happened. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Yavam Nami Kachadami. That alone, that she was ready to go marry a Yavam, she was Oimid to marry another Yavam, that's already Azman, where she's already Chayiv to her Ksuba, because that's Ksid already, she's Oimid to Nasil Acher, Yavam is Ksid like Acher. So, what?
When a Yavam and a Yavam get married,
yeah. Is it marriage? Yeah, of course it's marriage. No, of course it's marriage, yeah. Ishtul Chaldov, like I said in the Mishnah, we learned on yesterday's Bad Af Pei on Beis, which we'll have Mishnah get to on that Pei Beis also about that. Vakaponim, so that's what we're holding right now. Who's Chayiv Kvura? The Yarshe Abba, which is the Yavam, and he said it comes as the Man of Shach. So let's see another Gemara. Sholach Lei, Rava, Sholach Rav La Abaya, B'yad Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. Rava sent to Abaya, now again a question. Mi Nita Ksuba Ligvais Mechayim. Again, Abaya holds that you get the Ksuba in this case, which means he holds that they have an idea called Nitna Ksuba Ligvais Mechayim, which means the Chiyiv Ksuba is to her, even though it wasn't a Gerishin or a Misa right now, there's a Chiyiv Ksuba to the Isha even before, and therefore they could collect Mechayim the Yavam. When it says the word Mechayim, means even though the Yavam is alive, there's a Gviyah, Chiyav Gviyah's Ksuba to the Yavama, Mechayim the Yavam. Because it really goes back on the first brother's Nechasim, and there's a Chiyav Ksuba, even Mechayim the Yavam. That's what comes out, we're saying, right? Because they do the Kvura. Why? Because the Chiyav Ksuba, Mechayim the Yavam. Vatanya, that's a Kasha. Rabbi Abba Omer, Sha'at Yasumchas, Asumchas, Aroyt Yashim Kim Nichse Yachiv, Ketzer Oysa. The halacha is, let's just make this a case that we have all the details. Let's say Reuven is the first brother. Reuven owns 10 different buildings in Manhattan. 10 different buildings. And Reuven dies without children. Shimon is going to remarry Reuven's wife now. Okay? And Reuven owes the wife a ksuba, but she doesn't get the ksuba because she's getting married now to the Yavam. The halacha is that all those 10 buildings are meshuvah to the ksuba, and he can't do anything with it. He wants to sell it. He knows the price is up now. He feels he wants to sell it because he's the Irish 10 buildings. It was his brother's buildings, and he's the only Irish, and he did Yibam. He is getting those 10 buildings. It belongs to him. He can't sell it. Why not? Because they're all meshuvah to the ksuba of the wife, the ksuba of his new wife. They're all meshuvah to the ksuba. That's the halacha. He can't sell it because it's meshuvah to the ksuba of the wife. And when you finish this lot, you'll know klar why. But that's the halacha. So he has sumchis. Let's say the guy, the price is up now. He wants his good mortgage rate, whatever cash it is. He wants to sell it right now. Ketzer oysa, what should he do? He wants to sell it. Everyone's here screaming. He wants to sell it. What should you do? Im kainu. What you do is yasa suda, make a beautiful party in salt, v'yafayes, and be mefayes her, and tell her, you know what? We're still leaving you one building for yiksuba. The other 9 buildings we're getting rid of. And she's masking. That's one etzah. In Yisrael, it's been a better Eitzah. In Yisrael, if this family is Yisrael, you give her a get, Makaris Maget, the Yavam. The Yavam now took her in. Give her a get. Here's your Ksuba. Boom, I'm done. I'll remarry her. We like the life. They're very happily married. What? So if the word was actually, we'll see later on the Pei Beis about that. We're actually supposed to do this. You could give a Ksuba, but if you don't, then it's you're being married al das harishayna. We'll see.
If you do give a Ksuba?
Then it's, yeah, they have to write a new Ksuba the second time. They have to write a new Ksuba, a new marriage. A new Ksuba, you have to write a new Ksuba, yeah. Like upon him here, what you do is, Mishalu Megarish Beget, you give her a get, and you give her Ksuba. Now you give her a Ksuba. Remember, who's Mechayev for the Ksuba? Who's Mechayev for this lady's Ksuba? Let's call her Rachel. Who's Chayev Rachel's Ksuba? The first guy's estate. The second guy's not Chayev in a Ksuba. Look, you do Yibum, you don't write your own Ksuba. It's the Ksuba on the first estate. So that's why it's all Meshuvah to her Ksuba. So what you do is, you give her a Ksuba. Now you have your Ksuba. Now make a new Chasana, a new marriage, a new Ksuba. So now, he's the Yerush. All 10 buildings are his. Very simple answer. So, Megaris, we get the Yachsa. Now, the Mars Kasha like this. The Isaka Daita. Moshe, what's the problem? What's the Kasha?
It's kind of old, the original.
Right, yeah.
Why is it any different? That's not as a field, there's a Meshuvah, there's a Shiva on the field. Then you can always get it.
So, very good question. The here, the halacha is that since this is on the first one's estate, as different halachas, the halacha is that everything is meshubah to her, and she says, you'll sell it, I'll get it from you anyway, right? That's a big deal, sell a building, I'm meshubah to me. She says, I don't want to go through the whole process. I want everything to be available for me. And she has a right to demand it. She could say, you know, I want everything to be available for me, I don't want it to go. She has a right. This is on the first, this is all lien, she has a lien and everything. She could say that. Rashi checks that out. If you say that the way it works is even mechayim yavam, you're allowed to pay her off the ksuba. So then, what, do this. The yachid law shir ksuba. Vashar Lisbon, go over to her and say, "Hezachayim, this one property is your ksuba. That's for you. I'm allowed to do that. It's because we hold that you're allowed to give a ksuba mechayim. The ksuba is ready. Chal the chi of mechayim. I'll give it to you right now. While they're married, this is the yibum. You don't have to do the get. Just be yachid to her. Vashar Lisbon, and the rest." Sell. That's Rava's taina. You could do it. Right. Give the money. Right. So it's really, if you pay the money right now, that's a problem. You can't be married without a ksuba. That's what the Shayim talk about. Can't marry a ksuba. You can't pay her now. But put it aside. If the chayiv is chal mechayim, so put it aside for them. That connected to chayiv. It has an effect. If there's no chayiv right now, it won't do anything. But if the chayiv is here already, niyachid law, and finish. And that's it. So that's Rava's taina. That must be, you could collect the ksuba mechayim, and that's why Rava held that this is you could collect. That's a kasha. Heck, you say that it's the different Rava held. You cannot collect the ksuba mechayim. That's what Rava held. You weren't mechuyev the kaver. But Rabbi holds you mechuyev the kaver. Why ksuba is nigvas mechayim? So what's the kasha? What's the problem? You make a party or give a get? Just be miyachet it. Vashar Lizvan. So Abaye says back to Rava. V'l'tameich, why are you running to Rav Abba to ask a question? If for you have a question, I'm a teretz. But for you have a question, so loisim v'mastisim. As a kashm our mishnah, we learned our mishnah. Lo yoyim lo harik subasa v'nachas lagal shulchan. You're not allowed to tell your yavama after you bring her in that here your ksuba is here, which means money. A shulchan means a shulchani. Here's your money. It's your ksuba. You can't say that. Kol nichsech raim ksuba. So he answered. He said no. His rabbi says no. I wouldn't have a kashm there. Why? Because maybe there's not halacha. Hashem Eitzah Toiva Kamashon. There's Eitzah Toiva. Now bring a riot. There's Eitzah Toiva our Mishnah. Lo Yitema Achi Sefer Tani that every Isha is that way. V'chein Lo Yema Adam LeIshtai Harek Subasa V'Nachas Lach Al Shulchan. Every you shouldn't tell every wife this thing that your ksuba is here. Ela Kol Nichse Achrayim Ksuba Ishtai. But all Nichasim Achrayim Ksuba Ishtai. And that we know. Ibayu Leila Zvuni Hakan Amr Lematzul Lamazvin. You can't sell. There we know you could sell because there she is Soy Mechdas. Every Isha on a regular ksuba is Soy Mechdas. That even when you sell, because they write in the star, the kanoye with the kanyone. They write in the star, everything that I bought or I'm going to buy will be shown to your ksuba. Therefore, she's more semechdas. On a regular ksuba, you're allowed to sell things. And it's also that I'm saying, yeah, I'll do it. Ela, what must be? Ela, eitz taiva kamashpon. It's a shalom bias tip. That eitz taiva, don't do it. Why? Because maybe your metatim will be lost and you're not going to have money for the ksuba, and then it's just not a good idea. Therefore, don't sell anything. So Achinami, by Yavam Mosa, our Mishnah, we ate the Tavik Mashvalon. El de Rab Abba is a Kasha. El Rab Abba, he's asking a good Kasha Rab Abba, why is it a Kasha? Because there you can't say ate the Taiva, because giving a get is definitely worse than that. You know, if you're giving ate the Taivas over here, you obviously don't want to just give ate the Taiva. You're saying, it must be you cannot actually sell it. Because if you really could sell it, just telling you ate the Taiva, so don't say give a get, because give a get is definitely a ganai. To give a get is definitely a ganai. So it must be it's halacha, Rav Abba saying. You can't sell it. And Rava's kashan Abai is, why can't you sell if l'chara, it's nitin l'chayim chayim, why miyachat something? So Mar answers, Abai answers, el Rav kasha, the Rav Nami like kasha, mashum eva. The reason is like this. Rashi says, mashum eva. Because if miyachid a property or a money for your wife, for ksuba, she starts getting nervous. She says, it must be you are planning to divorce me. Why else would you be busy being miyachid things you might get? She doesn't like that. She's very nervous. And therefore, it's Eva, causes shalom bias problems. And if you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Abba says, if you want to do it, then you should rather do a get. Why? Because Rashi says, I was zesh megarish, I'm not shayach, so yodos lo yosel limkar. He knows exactly what you're doing. You're trying to sell. But if you put aside money for a get, then she's nervous. She gets nervous, you want to divorce her, and therefore it's Ava, and therefore you can't do it. So bottom line is like this, to recap, just to have it more clear in your head, that the halacha is that according to Abaye, you have to bury your wife, the Shemaris Yavam, even though you never did Yibum, you have to bury her with the Ksuba. Why? Because we tell the guy, if you're getting that money, that ksuba money, you get that ksuba money, it's coming from the wife. It's coming from the Shemaris Yavam, the future wife. Because the way it works is that the husband dies, really is a chiv ksuba chal right now, likvois mechayim to the Yavama, and that you're getting it from her. You got it from her, you're mechayiv then to take care of her. That's what Rabbi held. And we had a kasha from a few places, but that's the way it is. Rava held not. Rava held that there's no chiv ksuba here. He's been Yerush's brother. There's no chiv ksuba. You don't have to bury her. Too bad. That's what Rava held. But that's Abai. That's the Abai of Rava. And Lamai said that's what we're coming out. Pshat, Lafi, Abai.